What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, today's Robert Saleh Report is brought to you by Nissan, DraftKings Sportsbook, and NYSSPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, and the coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, joins us now as he does every Monday at about this time. Coach, it's Michael and Don. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
We're doing okay. Coach, well, I'll start off with this. Is this a coaching problem or is this a player problem?
You know, I think when things the way they've gone in three of the last 4 weeks, I think it's a collective thing. There's not one thing you can point to, and it's something that we've all got to work relentlessly to fix.
I would think that you, who, you know, obviously a defensive background, a very impressive defensive background, this does not feel good that you've given up more than 45 points in three of the last four games, and the teams are averaging over 43 points over the last four games. I mean, what are you thinking when you see this happening in front of you?
Obviously, it's not a good feeling. You know, there's even yesterday, you know, we're playing some good ball there in the first half. It was 10-3 with about a minute 55 to go, and then the wheels fell off there between the last drive of the first half and then the third quarter. You know, there was a lot of good things happening in the first half or the before the bye week in those first six games. Obviously, finishing off with that Tennessee game. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we can point to. There's a lot of things that we see on tape, and there's a lot of things that we've got to attack, and we've got eight phenomenal opportunities to find a way to get better, and that right now is the main focus.
I remember hearing from Brian Billick when he took over for the Baltimore Ravens that he was an offensive genius and had great offensive teams in Minnesota, and obviously you knew that they won without their offense. It was all defense, and I said, how does that happen? And he said, because when you're a head coach, there's so many fires to put out. You don't have time to focus on one area. So when you take over as a head coach, Robert, is that the challenge, that you want to fix the defense, but there's so many other things to concentrate in, and it's an adjustment to learn how to kind of spread yourself across all the different areas of the team?
Well, you know, it's part of the job. You know, there's a lot more than just sitting on one side of the ball and trying to address just one thing. There's offense, defense, special teams. There's player performance. There's ups, the business side. There's a lot of different moving parts in this profession for the seat than there is to just sit down and just be a glorified coordinator with a head coaching title. So the big thing is that, you know, I'm still in there and I still, you know, throw my input around to all three phases and I try to help out where I can. But at the same time, you know, this is also a young staff on all three phases, and they're trying to hit their stride and they're trying to figure it out. And there's also a growth that's happening with them and trying to learn players and trying to settle down this onslaught that we've had over the last three of the last four weeks. And, you know, I got the utmost confidence in our guys, our coaches, our players, and we're all going to get this figured out, and me included. So,
in specific about yesterday's game, and I heard your answer after the game that, you know, we're not a man-to-man team, so it's hard to do that. But, I mean, was there any way to give Guidry help on Stephon Diggs? They just kept going to Diggs and kept exposing Guidry, who's just a second-year player. Was there anything you guys could have done to help out on Diggs?
You know, there was a couple of things. One was a zero pressure. We were selling out the farm to try to get Josh to get rid of the ball faster than he wanted to. He throws it up, and I thought Guidry was in good coverage. Diggs managed to beat him on that play. On another one, Guidry did win on the play before that he won. And then finally, on a couple over there in the second half, we, you know, whether it's right or not, you know, we're designing some schemes to make sure that we had the safety over there and try to help him out. And there were some coverages that we were able to do that, and there were some coverages that couldn't do that. And so from a combination of poor communication on our part as coaches and poor execution from a player standpoint, it clearly wasn't good enough, because he still racked up yards when the entire idea yesterday was to make sure that he wasn't the guy that beat us.
when you consider how young the team is, and by design, you either have a rookie quarterback or a quarterback with limited experience in White, your offensive coordinator is young. Are you a little overwhelmed because of the inexperience? Is there too much inexperience on the staff and team together at the same time?
No. You know, in 2017, when we were at San Francisco, I was a first-time coordinator. Kyle was a first-time head coach. He had a first-time offensive coordinator. He had a split pass game coordinator, run game coordinator. And Richard Hightower was a first-time special teams coordinator. John Lynch was a first-time GM. So there was a lot of first-time position coaches. Our D-line was a first-time position coach. On offense, there was a bunch of first-time position coaches. So we were very young then. We started 0-9, traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, got hot at the end. But the amount of growth that we had as a staff and the connection that we were able to make with our players is what I believe propelled us in that 2 years later to go to get to a Super Bowl. So, are we a youthful group out in every aspect of this building? Absolutely. But does that mean that we're not capable of growing? That is, to me, not the case. Like, it's, I get it. You know, it's discouraging and it just looks like we're so far away when you look at some of these scores, but I know how quickly it can turn because I've lived it on four different occasions, and I've been blessed to be able to live turnarounds like this. So I know we're going to get to where we want to go, and I know it's hard for people to see right now, but in this league it can happen pretty quick.
Jets head coach Robert Saleh here on the Michael Kay Show, as he is every Monday. Coach, you know, you spoke with the media a little bit earlier, and you said you hadn't given thought about the quarterback situation. You've got other things on your plate. I found that a little curious. Shouldn't that be one of the first things on your plate?
No, that's, you know, we go through the day caught on me pretty quick with regards to being with the defense the entire morning, trying to catch up with the offense here this afternoon. And so I've got a whole day of stuff that I've got to get. Then obviously get the special team. So obviously it's in my mind. There's some thoughts going through right now. Am I ready to put my stamp on anything? No. And that's kind of what the answer was leading to, is that, yeah, we've got some thoughts, but guys, it's way too early and premature to put our stamp on anything.
Well, let me throw this your way then. I don't know if you want to comment on it. If Zach Wilson is healthy, under what circumstances would he not start?
Well, that's the big thing. And, you know, like, I know that a lot of people look at the game that Mike had and feel like it was a really bad game. Obviously it wasn't his best game. Four interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, but there's so many moving parts to this, and you know, there's Zach and making sure he's mentally ready to go. His knee is ready to go. He hasn't really practiced in about a month. He had a little bit of practice time last week. So there's something for him to be said, to be able to at least get through practice and be able to go through all that. So there's so many moving parts between now and Wednesday to make the best decision for him in this organization, because, like I said, yeah, he practiced last week, but it was sparing. He wasn't getting any of the offensive reps because we were trying to get Joe ready as a backup. So there's a lot of moving parts. It's not as easy as to say, well, he's healthy, let's put him in.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Are you surprised where you are right now, this deep in the season?
No, you know, it's the disappointing part is that before the bye week, felt like there was just one game that kind of got away from us, and that was the Denver game. Felt like we were right there for the Carolina game, needed a stop. Felt like we played well the first New England game, but we had some turnovers. Felt like we were able to play well on defense to keep us in it. Denver game was no good. We beat Tennessee, which is real. We go to Atlanta, or to London and play Atlanta, and we're right there. We just need to stop on defense. We're within a score in the fourth quarter, so we're battling. Come back off the bye week, have our disappointing game. Those are the games that I just wish we could. You really want to avoid here in this first year, or any year, really. And then obviously we beat Cincinnati, which is real. And then we just had two back-to-back games where it just wasn't up to, not even close to our standard. So that part is disappointing. Do I think that we can fix it over these next eight games with an opportunity here to, or eight games to find a way to get better and improve and finish on the right foot with it as it pertains to the 2021 season? Absolutely, I do think so. Well, but at the same time, we got to go do it.
Coach, what do you mean when you say it was real?
Well, you know, a lot of people look at, you know, whether you win or lose. Like, I think they'll say, well, they were sleeping and they're trying to make an excuse. And I'm like, no, those were – people don't sleep in the NFL. They're coming out and they're playing ball. And, like, you can't deny that we beat some good football teams. We're in battles with some good football teams. And yeah, the last three or four have gotten away from us. And we've got to weather the storm and get back on track and put together those efforts that we were putting in before the bye week. And then, obviously, the one game with Cincinnati. And I know we're capable of it. I know our guys know that they're capable of it. And we just got to find a way to weather the storm and find ways to get better and compete.
All right, one final thing. I know you're busy all day. You're not listening to radio, although you should listen to our show all the time. But you have great people that work there, and I'm sure they've alerted you. Rex Ryan just excoriated you today. He said, why should people compare him to me? He's not me. He's had bad defenses. He's not showing emotion on the field. He really tore into you like I've never heard a former coach tear into a present coach. Your thoughts on what Rex said?
Guys, honestly, you know what? I've never met Rex. I've never had a conversation with Rex. I don't even know him except for people who know him throughout the league. So, obviously, if it's that personal for him, he knows where to find me. So,
were you surprised that he said it?
I'm not surprised by him. He's always got something to say.
Coach, we thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. Good luck next weekend.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. That's today's Robert Saleh Report. Wow. Brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and NYSSPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the most highly trained and skilled structural painters in the world. We have to talk about how that just ended, and we will when we get back. Pretty intense answer in a very calm way, if you ask me. Also, when it's game time, it's Tully time. And Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey is best enjoyed with great friends during big games. So for Big Blue's next game, 98.7 ESPN is giving away a grand prize night out in New York City with food and beverage. A VIP reservation for five at Blue Haven East on 3rd Avenue for the Monday Night Football matchup, the G-Men versus Tom Brady and the Bucks. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you'll be one of 10 qualifiers to win a $50 Fanatics gift card and be in the running to score a night out on us. You'll have one more chance to qualify before we select our grand prize winner later in today's show. It's all from your home for the hookup, 98.7 ESPN. Robert Saleh says what he wants to say about Rex Ryan. Rex said what he wanted to say about Saleh. We'll get back and break it down. Kay LaGreca and you right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.